With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced that it would open up the entire eastern seaboard to offshore drilling, including at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. Here's President Trump.
Offshore energy production will reduce the cost of energy, create countless new jobs, and make America more secure and far more energy independent.
Immediately after the announcement, the Republican governor of Florida, Rick Scott, leader of a politically important swing state where Trump maintains a waterfront mansion, met with Trump's Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke. The governor voiced his strong objection to the offshore drilling near his state because oil spills and unsightly oil platforms might put Florida's tourism industry at risk. Zinke quickly switched positions and announced that Florida, but only Florida, was exempt and would not have offshore drilling. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat, was among many elected officials who objected that their coastal states also have economically vital tourism industries. And so if Florida is protected from drilling, their states should be too.
That was clearly a very partisan political decision that was made. It was so transparent that I don't think even the administration would argue anything other than that. And that's outrageous. There are a lot of governors along the East Coast that object to drilling off of their coast, and yet the president and Mr. Zinke hadn't even solicited their views.
Among those protesting loudly was the Republican governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan. He expressed his objections in a letter to the Trump administration and during a phone call with Ryan Zinke. Hogan's Secretary of Natural Resources, Mark Belton, said in an interview that the governor is considering suing the Trump administration to try to protect Ocean City and the Chesapeake Bay from potential oil spills.
I think we're going to continue to use every available step that the process allows. And certainly the governor is not opposed to using steps outside of the process. He's shown in the past a willingness to take legal action against the federal government where he feels it endangers Maryland's environment and has a negative impact for our citizens.
Throwing a confusing twist into the debate, the news website Axios reported on Sunday that President Trump was angry at Zinke for going rogue and cutting a deal to protect Florida without White House approval. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland told me that these kind of mixed signals make the administration chaotic and disruptive on a variety of fronts. Van Hollen said he's considering introducing budget language for the Department of Interior that would bar the spending of any federal funds to study or permit offshore drilling.
Certainly one approach is to say that no funds may be available to pursue this idea of drilling off the Atlantic coast. And so if we can get enough senators from those coastal states to support that position, we have a chance of moving forward.
Political opposition to the administration's drilling plans appears to be growing, according to Diane Hoskins of the ocean advocacy group Oceana.
Almost every coastal governor along the entire West Coast and East Coast have come out against the plan. Over 160 municipalities nationwide have voiced their opposition to this plan. Over 1,200 local, state, and federal bipartisan officials.
The real decision point will come in November, when voters decide which party should control Congress, allowing a potential vote on legislation to ban offshore drilling. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.